People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit redbarninc.com/coupon to save a dollar off your first can.
Blog Talk Radio.
Might be my friend.
Silent words unleashed. Tell the world what it speaks.
Yep.
Silent words unleashed. Tell the world what it speaks.
Yep.
Silent words unleashed. Tell the world what it speaks.
Yep.
Silent words unleashed. Tell the world what it speaks. Topics, they want to know. LJM is the producer, Robert Drake the host. We keep it real, state your opinion. Hit your phone up and dial in.
You in tune to Silent Words Unleashed. My name is Robert Drake and I'm your host. And we're broadcasting live from DCW Studios in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, that's right. We're broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Dallas. You're listening to Solid Words Unleashed, and I'm your host, Robert Drakes, and I'm here to do radio the way that I do radio. Tonight, our topic is it okay to get high? Yes, you heard me right. Is it okay to get high? But let me just put this on your mind real quick. I'm not just talking about your everyday thug. I'm also talking about the people that are on prescription drugs, okay? Your mom, your aunt, your uncle, your cousin, your niece, your nephew, your sister-in-law, and your brother-in-law. That's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about marijuana. We want to talk about weed, hydro, Oxycontin, Vicodin, Lortab, Xanax balls. We want to talk about it all. The question, once again, is it okay to get high? We're going to have some people join us here tonight. I have some of my distinguished panel there, getting prepared. So once again, I want to talk about some of our sponsors. If you need something printed for the holidays, Dallas Car Works is the place to get it done. You can Google Dallas Car Works. You can go to DallasCarWorks.com, or you can go to my favorite place, which is SilentWordsUnleashed.com. And we're going to get into our show here. We have a couple of people that I'm going to add in. Let me introduce some of them to you. We have Aaron. Aaron, are you there?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Aaron. And once again, you know, the topic tonight is it okay to get high? So I'm going to introduce everyone, and then we're going to jump right in with both feet, okay?
Okay.
You doing all right this evening, though, Aaron?
I'm doing fairly well.
Okay.
Washington is cold this time of year.
Okay, Washington is cold this time of year?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
So you might just have to have you just a little tea toddy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We have someone that's... the name is not there. You're calling from a 254 number. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can.
Okay, is that Jackie?
It is.
Okay, how you doing there, Jackie? And Carolyn, how you doing, Carolyn?
Good, how are you?
Okay, I'm doing fine. I'm glad that you ladies could join us here tonight. Once again, we're going to jump right in. We have Aaron on the line. We have Jackie. We have Carolyn, and we also have Colbert. Colbert, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. And once again, the topic tonight is it okay to get high? Is it okay to get high? Let's go with Aaron. Aaron, what how do you feel about people getting high?
I believe high is because you're talking about medication and drugs. But are you considering liquor too or no?
Well, liquor is a drug. Liquor is a drug, so I'm talking about anything that's going to alter your state of mind, that makes you takes you to another level, whether it makes you calm down, whether it hypes you up, whether it's marijuana, hydro, alcohol, you know, wine, beer, vodka, whatever the situation is. We want to
in
talk
moderation.
About it. Okay.
Yes, in moderation.
In moderation.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, moderation, I believe, is not overindulging, correct?
Right. Not overindulging, but not abusing either.
Okay, so I guess at any point we can, we'll talk about both of them. We want to get a point of view on it all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how do you feel about it?
Me?
Yes.
I just feel like it's fine. I feel as long as it's in moderation.
Okay, so as long as it's
if
in
it's,
moderation, you have
no problem.
As long
as you do not abuse it, exactly. As long as you're not abusing it, I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
Legal and in moderation. I put that on there.
Okay.
As long as it's legal and in moderation.
Okay. So we're going to put that on the record that Aaron says if it's legal and in moderation, he has no problem with it.
Exactly.
Let's hear from Jackie. What say you, Jackie?
I guess I don't have a problem with drinking and as long as it's in moderation. I don't have patience for drunks, for people that, you know, get drunk, and I just don't have patience for that. I don't think that someone should take or should be abusing drugs if, you know, you are taking prescription medication just to get high off of that, then that's a problem. You need help. So I think that no one should abuse any type of drug.
Okay, so you feel like no one should abuse any type of drug, however. You don't tolerate, you say drinking is okay, but you won't tolerate a drunk.
No.
Okay. And we appreciate your input there, as well as Aaron. We appreciate your input. Colbert.
All right. Well, I'd like to preface my statement with the fact that I am adamantly opposed to any criminalization of any intoxicant. I do believe, however, that anything that is consumed should be subject to the governance of the FDA, and those producers should be subjected to the same standards. Therefore, I believe that whatever you choose to consume, it is solely up to your discretion and the discretion of that individual. I believe that, of course, one person's rights ends where the next one's begins. So that means that as long as it doesn't cause harm to the populace, whatever you consume is strictly your business. So I don't see anything wrong with it.
Okay, so you don't see anything wrong with people getting high? And do you find it as whether it's legal or illegal?
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, criminalization of a substance doesn't make it wrong. I mean, after all, I mean, the Baptist Church said that if you drank alcohol and what is it during Prohibition, you were going to hell. And then all of a sudden now you're suave and debonair, the most interesting man in the world, if you drink alcohol. So clearly we see that shift. And so how the populace stigmatizes a substance, I mean, it's here today, gone tomorrow. The minute that marijuana becomes legal or they decriminalize marijuana or decriminalize cocaine, then all of a sudden everything's going to change. I mean, after all, cocaine was legal in the States.
Okay.
Marijuana was legal in the States. Matter of fact, Hempstead was named after its hemp-producing prowess. And so the criminalization of marijuana bankrupted black people. You know, so, I mean, when we look at it, I mean, getting high, heck, there are people that eat themselves to death. No one is criminalizing food. We just got to the point where we had the testicular fortitude to stop the influence of trans fats, you know. So, I mean, you know, we have situations where the FDA is approving birth control pills that will kill you. So not only are you preventing birth, you can risk your own life. Cold medicines that if you take could cause aneurysm because you got the sniffles, you're willing to risk your life. So the whole thing about drugs, we should criminalize drugs because they kill people, is garbage, and it's a lie. You know, and it's an outright vulgar display of deception because they advertise before the eyes of our very children every day. Hour on the hour, some pill to make you feel better about life at the expense of your life.
Okay, you make a valid point. We're going to go to Makita, and then I believe we have Carolyn on the line, and we're going to get their opinion of getting high. Is it okay? Makita, are you there?
I am.
Okay, Makita, let's hear your take.
I, well, I do definitely see Colbert's point. I think that the minute that someone utilizes a drug in such a manner that they've now used it to completely blot out everything and are now so dependent on it that they'll do anything to get it, that's where we have a problem. Do I believe that, you know, people can consume alcohol and be okay? Yes, I think that in moderation, as everyone before had stated, it's okay. But when you start getting into illicit substances where your ability to be rational and make good decisions are impaired, that's where you have a problem.
Okay. So you say that it's not really an issue unless it causes a person to
Illicit drugs, I'm going to say no. I'm talking about your cocaine, your crystal meth, all of those different things. No, definitely not.
Okay, so the illicit drugs that you're defining, cocaine, crystal meth, are we talking about marijuana?
Here's the thing. I don't smoke anything. Please don't take this as I smoke anything.
Okay.
But this is something that came from, it's something that comes from the earth. So marijuana is a very sticky thing. The only reason that they have criminalized it is because the government is not making money from it. So for me, it's something that comes from the ground. It's not like somebody goes out and puts something on it, so that makes it a hallucinogen, or it makes it, you know, something that someone can smoke. You don't necessarily hear about people going out and killing people because they smoked weed. Does that make sense?
Yes. I mean, I'm listening to you. Let's go ahead, and then as soon as you stop, we're gonna put some definitions out there because
marijuana. Basically, for me, I don't smoke it. I don't do it, but I don't see people out there doing the things that crack makes people do.
Okay. And one of the things that I want everyone to kind of put in the back of their mind, and we'll come back to it, is you said marijuana, it comes from the ground. Okay, so we want to make sure that we kind of dig into that a little bit deeper, have everyone give some input on that. It sounds in part right now that most of us are describing what we call recreational drug use. And as long as it's in moderation, then we don't feel like there is a problem unless it causes a person to not be able to control themselves. Jackie pointed out about a drunk. So most time when people are drunk, they're not able to conduct themselves in a proper manner. They say and do things that they don't normally say and do. So, and also we touched on a crackhead. You don't see people using other drugs displaying the same habits as a crackhead. So let me say this, and then we're going to go into some definitions. You're listening to Silent Words Unleashed. We're broadcasting live from DCW Studios in beautiful downtown Dallas. And my name is Robert Drakes. I'm your host, and I'm here to do radio the way that I do radio. The lines are lighting up here. If you want to join our conversation, you must push 1. Like the young man said in the intro, push 1. That way I know that you're ready to join our conversation. Okay, recreational drug use. Recreational drug use is the use of a psychoactive drug for recreational purposes rather than work, medical, or spiritual purpose. Although the distinction is not always clear, okay? The distinction when it comes to recreational drug use is not always clear. So we want to make sure that everyone is on the same page, okay? Now, we talked about, and we have some other callers, and callers, I have your mics open, so you will be able to join in the conversation when you feel the need to give your input. But from my understanding, I think alcohol is one of the most influential drugs out there as far as it's commonly used. It alters the mind at a quick rate, especially wine versus your liquors, and that's just my opinion. That doesn't mean it's right. That's just from what I see happening.
I agree with you. I completely agree with you.
Okay. And who is that?
CC.
Okay. CC or TC?
CC. CYCY.
Okay, CC. And it's been, it used to be against the law. Then it was made, it was legalized. So
yeah.
It's widespread. So one of the questions that we have, when we're talking about drug use being unacceptable, and Aaron pointed out that if it's illegal, then he can't tolerate, he's not going to say it's okay. But if it's a legal drug, then as long as you use it in moderation, it's okay. Makita also points out that the marijuana, a lot of people are on the fence on the marijuana, not just Makita, so I'm pointing her out right now because she's on the show. Is that it comes from the ground. So my question is, doesn't cocaine come from the ground?
No, not the same way. No.
Actually, cocaine doesn't come from the ground. The coca leaf does.
Hold on, Colbert. Say that again, Makita.
No, it, just as Colbert was saying, the actual cocoa leaf comes from the ground, but the actual cocaine is altered.
Okay, but
there's a difference between that and marijuana. Marijuana is very different. It comes from the ground. It grows in a leaf. It takes a bud, and they dry it.
It's herbal.
Yes, and it's herbal, which is different from cocaine, where they've now made it into a different substance. They have chemically altered it to make it into a substance.
Okay. And clear me up. I mean, when marijuana is grown, when it's smoked, is it in its natural state? Is there not anything done to it?
Yes.
No. Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol is the active controlled substance found in the flowers of cannabis sativa and cannabis indica. It is the psychoactive component of the flowers. And in and of itself, it affects the levels of serotonin and dopamine levels in the brain, which actually makes you feel pretty good and pretty aware of things. And so the body in and of itself produces serotonin and dopamine. Now, the flowers of the marijuana plant, when you ingest it, it's just like if you eat certain foods, they can have certain effects on your body, ginger for the stomach, you know, oregano for the libido, and, you know, sperm count. I mean, different things. So there are different foods that have these effects on the body. The most profound effect of the cannabis sativa or indica plant is on the amount of serotonin and dopamine level that it manipulates in the brain. So, in and of itself, it doesn't have to be altered to have these types of effects.
Okay. And Nina, I have your mic open, and CC, we've heard from you, so you guys can feel free to jump in whenever you feel the need. If I'm missing anyone else, we have your lines open there as well. Now, in some situations in other countries, I know they chew the cocaine leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So do they get the same effect? I'm talking about if they pull it straight off a plant. Do they get the same kind of effect that a person would get from smoking a marijuana since we're saying it's a natural substance?
No. There are two different types of plants with two different types of effects on the body physiologically. Individuals that use the coca leaf often use it in higher altitudes to help them deal with the higher altitude change. And so that's why they chew the coca leaf. And so when you chew it, you don't get the same effect that if you actually use an organic solvent to produce cocaine. It's a completely different effect on the body.
Okay, so it's a completely different effect on the body. But we're willing to accept one of the effects but not affect the other one because it's still an effect. It's still a mind alter. You know, it's still something that's gonna alter your mind.
But you know what though, Robert, if you had the actual cocoa leaf and you chewed it, if you chewed that leaf in America, I do not believe that is illegal. The actual result of making a drug out of it is where it becomes illegal, and that's where you have to see the difference is the usage of that cacao leaf as opposed to making a mind-altering substance that then changes your ability to do things normally.
Yeah, and let me make it clear. We're talking about getting high. We're not actually talking about what's against the law and what's not against the law. We're talking about getting high. Let me set up a situation for you. We all as parents teach our kids not to do drugs. And some of the kids say, well, I do drugs because it relaxes me or it helps me deal with our problems. And we come right back and we're hypocritical because we'll tell them, you don't need that to help you get through anything. But as soon as you're at the hospital in an emergency, I hear the aunts and the uncles and the cousins and everybody saying, does somebody have something I can take? I just need to get my mind together. Who has a Vicodin? Who has an Oxycontin? Who has a Valium?
Just like smoking weed.
Say that again?
Just like smoking weed.
Yeah, so is that the same as if I was a young man and I'm in a serious situation and I say, I just need to go outside and hit this blunt and get my mind right?
Yeah. Well, there's 4, 5, 6 people here with me. I'm not going to lie. We all agree. Yeah. Go outside and hit your weed.
Okay. So does that make it, so once again, is it acceptable to get high for whatever reason?
No. Okay. Wait a minute. Acceptable and legal are two different things.
Yes.
Acceptable and legal are two different things.
With acceptable, it's pretty much.
And that's the thing. We're talking about, is it okay to get high?
Okay, so let me answer your question.
Is it illegal or
no.
Legal?
I have to address the way that you position the question. As parents, as parents, it is completely unacceptable for our minor children to compromise their well-being and their safety or the stability of our homes. Now, when you are an adult, and you can accept the responsibility and the ramifications of your actions, you can choose to exercise a certain amount of autonomy over your own behavior. But minor children can't even drink alcohol. Okay, so that means if minor children cannot drink a substance that is deemed legal, okay, that means you can't even ingest anything that is illicit for the purpose of fixing yourself.
Okay.
So that means that's completely unacceptable.
Okay,
that's here in America too, as well. You know.
Okay, and that's here in America.
Those laws are a little bit quite more lenient in other countries. But
okay.
I am confused. Are we talking about, because you did talk about medical use as far as for where it is legal, so like in California or other places, you talked about recreational use.
Yeah.
Are you just talking about a flat out high period?
I'm talking about is it okay to get high? However you choose to get high, period. Is it okay to get high? And if it is or if it's not, is it going to be determined by what's against the law or what's legal?
I think it's okay to get high with marijuana, but any other substance, no.
Well, see, I think the question is very, very much so, and I'm not going to say weighted, but that is a very there's no period to that question, like is it okay to get high, period, because the law is not the only restriction. I think a lot of people here on the panel would agree that it's a reason not to get high. Although weed is legal in a lot of states, in most states, in all states here in America, from what I understand, but there are different other drugs that are being taken and being abused that people are growing tolerances to. I think there's a lot of different channels there that the question kind of overlays and it leaves the question wide open. I don't know if there's a direct answer to that question.
Yeah,
it's up to a personal judgment.
Okay. Go ahead, young lady. Go ahead.
They using pills that's prescribed from the doctor to sell on the streets to get high. So why not smoke marijuana? They using it from the hospital. They selling them Xanax. Xanax is the same thing like smoking weed. It make you sit back and chill. You high off of that. So just smoke a blunt. You getting it from the prescribed person.
How many people have you ever heard of died of smoking marijuana? How many?
Well, I haven't heard of anyone dying for smoking it, but I have heard of folks dying because they were dealing it.
Okay. And,
so,
and is that Aaron?
Yeah. Well, let's eliminate
it. Hold on.
Make it legal. And nobody dies.
Hold on for 1 minute.
Everybody gets high.
Yeah, hold on for 1 minute, young lady. We're going to let you get back in. Hold on for 1 second. Aaron.
You have to give me that number.
Aaron,
yes,
was it you that made the statement about you've heard of people dying from dealing the drugs?
Exactly. I mean, I understand. And, I mean, I'm a Democrat. Lord have mercy. If anyone knows that there are things and different types of laws that I would like to see perhaps changed or altered in the future, I'm in the forefront of it. But unfortunately, as we sit now, you know, I've never heard of anyone, you know, going out and attempting or doing a criminal act because they were under the influence of smoking weed. I've never heard of that.
But I have heard
of people who were selling weed and in the business of selling weed, starting out doing that kind of stuff, getting caught up, dying, and losing lives because of it. So whereas I haven't seen no one killing folks while they were under the influence of it, they were under the influence of the money that was around it, the lifestyle that was around it, in some way, form, or fashion. I think we've all experienced that to some degree, who somebody who just got caught up. And so, I mean, if getting high, if that's what we have to jeopardize nowadays, or that's the type, you're jeopardizing your livelihood or your life, this, that, and the other, we shouldn't do it, period. But I think this type of question is left up to the individual. I think there's no flat question to say, I think getting high is good or bad.
Okay.
I think there would be no flat answer.
And Aaron, you guys are making good points. And I can't, we're here to talk about the different situations and different opinions that people have.
Right.
But here's the thing. I've heard several people say that they haven't seen people go out and do criminal acts because they're smoking marijuana. And I just can't understand the concept of that, because most of the people that's out there, when they get ready to do the drive-by, the most common drug that they're using is smoking blunts and getting their mind right so they can do these shooting.
You see that in TV, and you got that from TV, because not everybody does that. That's TV.
If we took a poll, and I'm going to see if the producer can find it. Hold on for one minute, young lady, please. Most of the teenagers out there that are getting caught for DUIs, driving under influence, rolling around with their homeboys, smoking blunt, and they have to take a sobriety test, right? Those guys are driving, and they're under the influence of smoking marijuana, and their reactions are slow. It's just like drinking and driving.
Smoking
right?
marijuana and what other type of drug?
They can be on an X pill
and then getting high too.
Okay, but marijuana is still a part of it.
You know something? I want to make a point too that I was under the assumption that all drugs are bad because of the things that you see on TV, the commercials, and you listen to your parents and they tell you you're not supposed to take drugs or do any type of drugs because it alters you, and you're going to be the same person after you take it. Your problems are going to still be there. And so I was just like, okay. Until one day I saw on History Channel the history of marijuana. And watching that, most other countries it's legal. The Queen of England still smokes it, and it relaxes and all these different things. And I found out that marijuana was made illegal in the United States because the poor people were profiting from it and the government wasn't. And so that changed my thoughts about it, and found out that the president put out all these different commercials and stuff like that saying that marijuana's bad, just because he didn't want anybody to gain from it. But it's not. And, I mean, my opinion has definitely changed from that, and I can't say that for other drugs, but I can say that for marijuana, my opinion of it has definitely changed from the things that I see on TV, from what my parents have told me. I mean, because the History Channel is like a reputable source of information.
Okay.
I want to go back to where you said about the drive-bys and all that. It ain't the drug that makes you do it, because I'm young. I ain't number 22, and I done tried some things. And some of the stuff that they say, oh, you do this, and it's going to make you act crazy, it's going to make you do this, it's how you handle the drug. You do that because you want to do it. It ain't the drug doing it to you.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Because when I smoke weed, I ain't smoked in 4 years, but when I did smoke weed, I just want to lay back and eat all day.
Okay, and let me ask you this, and it's your opinion, but I just want to play devil's advocate here.
Yes, sir, Robert.
Recreational drug use. The concept of responsible drug use is that a person can use recreational drugs with a reduced or limited risk of having a negative effect on other people's lives or their own lives, right? So let me ask you this.
All right.
We're talking about a negative effect.
And let's not just say that the negative effect has to be something that ends someone up in the hospital, a car accident, or a gunshot. I know people that will go, instead of buying a $10 steak at the grocery store, a pack of steaks, they'll go get a $10 bag of weed. That's a negative effect. Right? Mm-hmm. That's a negative effect. So we
well, hold on a second. But, I mean, a steak? I mean, what about the people that eat red meat and have lower GI issues, people that have cholesterol and heart issues? I mean, how is buying a $10 sack of weed any different than buying a package of pork chops?
Because
pork chops kill more black people than weed.
But if the police find the pork chop in your car, they ain't going to take you to jail for it.
No. We're not talking about the criminalization. We're talking about the overwhelming detrimental impact of the consumption of the product on the body. We're not talking about the stigmatization of the product. We're talking about the effect on the body.
Okay.
Pork chops do more damage to you physiologically than marijuana. I'm not talking about smoking marijuana. I'm saying the consumption.
Here's what I'm hearing. Hold on, guys. Hold on for a minute. You're listening to Silent Words Unleashed, and my name is Robert Drakes, and I'm your host. And we're broadcasting live from DCW Studios in beautiful downtown Dallas. Now, here's the deal. We can all throw something out there and come back and say, well, this has a negative effect and that has a negative effect. But we're talking about is it okay to get high, right? Do I have a greater chance of smoking a blunt and getting in a car accident because my reaction is slow, or am I going to kill somebody because I ate a good steak?
No.
Okay. Clearly, I understand the position, but what I was saying, what I wanted you to understand is this. Marijuana does not impair the recovery time or how you process information.
That's not true. Marijuana
No, hold on. Marijuana is not a downer. Marijuana is a hallucinogen, not a downer.
So it doesn't hallucinate? It doesn't impair me?
No.
First of all, the definition of hallucinogenic just means it alters the way you see light, okay? It doesn't make you see purple horses and blue diamonds and yellow horseshoes.
Yeah.
That's not what it does. It alters the way that you perceive light. That is how it is defined as a hallucinogen.
It has an effect on your vision.
Can I go ahead.
Would
different drugs, including marijuana, impair people differently just because it doesn't affect you one way does not mean it wouldn't affect me differently. It's not a hallucinogen. But just because it doesn't make you hallucinate does not mean it wouldn't make me hallucinate.
True. Can I address the question, Robert?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
This is Rocky. The question is it okay to get high? Okay?
Yes.
And I think when you frame the question, is it okay to get high, the term high is a slang for utilizing drugs. Okay? Normally, illegal drugs, like if someone was going to take a Valium, they wouldn't say, hey, I'm going to get high. They would say, I'm going to take a Valium. The term high is usually talked about when you're talking about the utilization of illegal drugs. So when you say, is it okay to get high, the immediate answer I want to give you is no, because you're going to be engaging in illegal drugs. And there's a lot of ramifications outside just doing the drug that could happen to you.
So if it was legal, would it be okay? Because, I mean, they prescribe it.
Let me address drugs globally for a second. Me and my wife sit up and watch TV late at night sometimes. And from time to time, they run insomnia drugs, they run anti-anxiety drugs, they run sex enhancers, they run all kind of commercials for these drugs.
Okay.
And when you listen to the – hold on, let me finish now. When you listen to a 45-second commercial and then listen to 15 seconds of the side effects that it could cause, I say to myself, why would anybody ever want to take any of this stuff? So I think when you talk about drugs, I don't believe it, there is inherently something negative about every drug, whether it's legal or illegal. And there's there's a benefit to some drugs, to all drugs, whether it's legal or illegal. So I think the question is it okay to take drugs? Of course, but there's appropriate ways to take drugs and there's inappropriate ways to take drugs. That's how I have to answer the question, because if you take the word getting high for what it means in the street, it's one thing. But if you take the definition of the word high, what it means taking drugs, mood-altering drugs. Well, most of the drugs that we take are mood-altering, whether anti-anxiety or marijuana. They're all, quote-unquote, mood-altering.
But, you know, most of the young boys that's smoking it, or getting high, whatever you call it, they be in their right state of mind then. Like, say, for instance, a loud rider behind them. Everything be perfect. They know how to drive the speed limit. They know how to do everything right. You know what I'm saying?
But like, ma'am, let me say this.
That is true. Cause when I'm high and I see the police, I sober up quick.
Hold on for one minute, Rocky. Hold on for 1 minute, and then I'm gonna let you continue. Those are the drugs talking. If you're high or you're drunk, you can't sober up because you're drunk or you're high. Those are the drugs telling you. Hold on. Those are the drugs telling you. Those are the drugs telling you that I drive better when I'm under the influence of marijuana. When I have a couple of drinks, I drive better.
That's your drink. That's the statement.
Hold on for 1 minute. Let me get Rocky to go ahead and finish his thought, and Colbert, we'll come back to you. Go ahead, Rocky.
Thank you.
And this is the other point I wanted to bring up, and the lady kind of led into it by talking about, you know, you can sober up when you're taking drugs. When you're taking drugs, the primary issues with taking drugs that I have is not how it makes you feel, is that it impairs your judgment on a number of levels. For instance, if a woman or a man drinks, they may engage in sexual activity that otherwise they wouldn't. Thus, they could contract diseases, so on and so forth. Marijuana, you may make decisions that otherwise you wouldn't make under sober conditions. I just want to finish. That otherwise you would not make. Because, listen to what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. If it did not change your mood, if it didn't alter your state of being, what would be the purpose of taking the drug? And my last point is this. People who want to justify getting high, right, and they don't have a career that allows them to get high, then I say to you're taking a chance on doing drugs that will not, which ultimately makes you unemployable in most situations. So are you really doing what's in your best interest? And I'll leave it at that.
I'm going to disagree with you on that one, because I can go to the club and get drunk all night, and I know how to come straight home to my husband. I can get my husband.
So you've never made a poor choice. You've never made a poor choice on the drug.
Just like they say, when you take an X pill, that's another type of high. That when I first started taking them, they used to tell me, oh, it's going to make you go out and have sex with this person and this person. I could sit at home and take that pill and sit at home and turn my music on and jig to my music all night and don't even think about sex.
Going to have sex with nobody.
So that's not true. They only doing that because they want to do it. When they say they high, oh, I got to have sex.
That's true.
They're doing it because they want to do it. It ain't because the drug making them do it.
Young lady.
Let me say this.
Yeah, let me say this, and then I promised Colbert we were going to come back to him after Rocky finished. Let me say this.
Hello?
You said that you never made a bad choice on drugs, right?
No.
Let me say this.
I don't got no felonies. Okay. I ain't never been to jail on no drugs, and
Hold on. Let me say this to you, and I don't want you to take it the wrong way. You didn't make a bad choice on drugs, but when you made a choice to do the drugs, you made a bad choice when you weren't on drugs yet.
I ain't never made a bad choice not on drugs. But I'm saying, it don't make you do nothing. You do that because you want to do it. It ain't because that drug making you do it.
So you're sitting there in your living room. You're sitting there in your living room, right? And you watching the Tom and Jerry show. And all of a sudden you say, I think I want to go and buy me some X pills.
Hello?
You made a bad choice. That was a bad choice.
Yeah, okay. You say that's a bad choice, but still it ain't making me get up and do nothing. I got four people sitting in my living room that just got through smoking a blunt. They just sitting here. We sitting here with the TV on mute talking to you.
Okay, let me ask you this, young lady. Let me ask you this.
Do you have children?
We're just trying to get your point of view. We're just trying to get your point of view, right?
Wait, hold on.
She's high. The person in the background is high. She's high.
And she's acting irrational.
And she's acting irrational, and she's acting ignorant. The drugs are affecting her. This is
her brain
on drugs on the radio. Hold on for one minute.
Absolutely.
We're going to come back to you. We're going to come back to you.
She's taking up for her drugs.
Yeah, hold on for 1 minute. Because I'm trying to see the rational point of this from the young lady, and I'm just trying to understand. We're not just beating up on you, right? You're telling me that you, how much do these X pills cost?
$10, $8.
$10,
free
right?
If you're fine.
$10.
$10,
right?
$8 free if you're fine.
Oh, so if you're fine, you get it a discount.
Hold on.
Drug dealers have some great promotions working on. If you're fine, you get $2 off. I've never heard that. But let me say this right here. You're telling me that there are people out there spending $10 for a drug, throwing $10 up in the air for something that's not having an effect on them, then they're stupid.
They spending $4 on a prescription, the drug that the doctor buys. They spending $4 on it.
But you said it doesn't do anything to you. So why are you spending your money?
Because I want to.
So
I got.
Can I have one life to live. Can I have $10 tomorrow? Because I won't do anything to you.
That's what I'm saying.
I understand what she's saying. She's saying the drug in and of itself does not have such a profound effect that it can say, I'm not a killer when I'm not under the influence, but now all of a sudden as a result of taking it, now I want to kill everybody. The drug does not have that type of effect. People that want to murder are murderers in and of themselves. Not because they take a pill, they're just murderers that like to be high when they kill people.
Okay, and on that note right there. Let me say this, guys, because this is getting really, really good. I'm enjoying it. I think somebody out there is going to wake up tonight and say, you know what, I've been stupid and I need to stop using drugs.
Let's say this.
I remember a lady that was in nursing. She was in the nursing field. She was doing very well. She went to the club. I believe it was somewhere in Fort Worth. She was under the influence of X pills, hit a person, drove home with them, stuck through her window, and parked the car in the garage, right, and left the person in the
I remember
garage.
That.
Left the person in the window to die, and I believe she's doing a life sentence right now, right?
I remember that.
So are we saying that the drug doesn't have a negative impact on a person?
Okay.
Hold on, guys. Listen, I'm just trying to set the tone. Can you meet some of those guys? So they can hear
we me. Need to.
Sir.
We need a mute.
Yeah, hold on for 1 minute. We're going to mute some of those because we have to get these points out. So here's the thing. I remember having a show 3 days ago where a young lady told me that a jealous boyfriend went outside and smoked some wet and killed her mother and shot her face off. I remember that. Do you guys remember that? So the thing is, it may not have an effect on you right now, but sooner or later, it may catch up with you. And I just wanted to get that out there. You're listening to Silent Words Unleashed. My name is Robert Drakes, and I'm here to do radio the way that I do radio. We're broadcasting live from CCW Studios in downtown Dallas.
Silent Words Unleashed. Tell the world what it speaks. Silent Words Unleashed. Tell the world what it speaks. Silent Words Unleashed. Tell the world what it means. Silent words unleashed. Tell the world what it means.
What the topic of conversation they want to know. As they
AM is the producer, Robert Drake the host. We keep it real, say your opinion. Get your phone up and dial in and listen.
Once again, you are listening to Silent Words Unleashed, and I'm your host, Robert Drakes, and we're broadcasting from beautiful downtown Dallas, and we're having a hot topic here tonight. The question is it okay to get high? And we're going to bring it down just a notch. I want everyone to stay on the line, but we're going to bring it down just a notch because I want to make sure that there is an educational point to what we're doing here tonight. Nona, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Nona, I want to hear from you. I also want to hear from Colbert, and I want to hear from Mr. Miller and Jackie. That's my panel there. Rocky, are you still there?
I'm here. And you have had, you are right, some lively discussion tonight. And to every rule, there is an exception, and obviously the young lady that called in tonight is the exception, that she is able to partake in all of these illegal, illicit drugs, and it does not affect her in any way. So to every rule, there is an exception. I'll say that. And you've had the pleasure of having her on your show tonight. I think I'll just have to totally agree with, I think, one of the points that Rocky made. If it's going to affect our employability, and the influence that, you know, we have over our children, I mean, why? Why do it? I hate. And seeing stuff that is passed down from generation to generation where you see a grandmother or a grandfather getting high with their grandkids and working in the educational system. You might not see it, but you'll hear them talking about it. I mean, and it's the same difference if you sit around and you drink, you know, with your grandparent or your whatever. I mean, there are just more positive things that we should be able to pass on to our children than something like this.
And you're definitely correct there, Nona. And you work in the education field, so you see a lot of times that this is something that is misleading our youth. And I totally agree. And the young people, I mean, we're not bashing what you're doing. We're just trying to understand. We're just trying to open up a dialogue so maybe what you're going through can help someone else. Mr. Miller,
Robert,
go ahead. Go ahead, sir. And Colbert, I want you to get involved in the conversation as well.
Can I say this? I want to say this about drug use in general. I'm not bashing drug use. I think grown, educated, mature people should be allowed to do whatever they feel like they want to do. And if you have graduated from high school, went on to college, got your degree, pursuing your career, and at that point, once you've achieved just the very basics in life that enable you, that set you up for success, then at that point, if you want to go ahead and choose a recreational drug, by all means, continue to do so as long as it doesn't affect your career or your particular aspirations in life. However, I will tell you this: there's a disproportionate number of people, what I call street drugs, that are not living life. You are in abject poverty. If you are uneducated, if you don't have just the very best in life, if you live on government assistance, if you're doing these kind of things, then drugs should be the last thing on your mind. Your focus should be getting out of abject poverty, getting an education, raising your children, and focusing on that. Drugs, a lie on the internet defending drug use, you don't have the very basics, the foundation for already taken care of. Now, for those people who have basic foundations and they choose to go ahead and do drugs, by all means, do as much drugs as you like because you set yourself up for success. But under no circumstances should anybody living in abject poverty or illiterate or uneducated take part in drug use, period. There are many more things you can put that energy toward.
I totally agree, Rocky. Let's hear from Colbert. Colbert, you always have some good input. Let's hear some,
you know, some kind of advice to the young people and also to the adults that are on drugs, if you feel that's necessary, or, you know, let's just hear from you.
Well, I think we can't ignore the legitimate position of criminalization of certain psychoactive drugs. Unfortunately, marijuana has been criminalized. And because of its criminalization, it now puts us in a position to where we could become yet another pocket of a institutionalized population. You will find that there's a disproportionate amount of diasporic African males, black males, African American males that have been incarcerated just because the THC showed up in their urine stream. All right? It's unfortunate. The minute that they get us on papers, they can now relegate us to a third-class citizenship. And then all they have to do is understand what you like to consume, criminalize it, and then they can subject you to their laws. That means that as a population that exists under these dire circumstances, we have to be very mindful of what we do because we don't want to subject ourselves to yet another round of slavery. And that's basically what incarceration means. You can now be subjected to forced servitude because you lost your citizenship. And so that being said, whether it is a pharmaceutical produced by Pfizer or Astra, whatever, I mean, or it's cannabis sativa or indica, if you don't have a prescription, you're probably going to be subject to the laws of the DEA and the FDA. And so it's not advisable. Is it right to get high? You have a right to get high. There's no is it right or is it wrong. You just cannot harm other people in the pursuit of your own desire, whether that's eating steak, drinking a beer, smoking a blunt. You know, some things are – everything is permissible. Not everything is beneficial. Marijuana in and of itself is not a bad thing. Of course, there's a more efficient way to consume it. I mean, smoking it is not the best way. Matter of fact, it's probably one of the more harmful ways to consume it. Eating it by far has the most beneficial effect upon the body, you know, and you don't get the tar, the benzoprine, the cyanide. But, you know, young people, they're going to have to decide for themselves, do they want to be a catalyst for change or do they want to find themselves subjected to the same yoke? So, I mean, if we want to consume, that means we need to go ahead and legislate. If you don't like the marijuana laws, change the marijuana laws. If you don't want to be subjected to the laws, change them.
Well, Cobra, tell me this, Cobra. Is there not, like anything, isn't there an age or maturity level that goes with taking the responsibility of using drugs?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, you cannot be under your parents' roof and subject your parents to a situation that could compromise their integrity or their well-being. That's why they're called minors, because they cannot exercise autonomy over their own affairs. And so that means if you are paying your own rent, paying your bills, and if they raid your house, you're the only person going to jail, then you can exercise that right. But you can't get someone else's house raided and send everybody to jail. That's not cool. You can't drive your parents' car and get your parents' car impounded. That's not cool. Okay? And you can't get your parents' house shot up because you're trying to sell a couple of quarter pounds out there. You just can't do that.
Okay. And here's the thing. I have Terrell on the line, who is one of our distinguished panelists, as well as Rocky, Jackie, Nona, and Colbert. So we're going to hear from Jackie first, and then Terrell, we're going to come to you. But let me say this before we go. I just try to break up everything with just a little bit of funness. We want to make sure tomorrow that we have politicians that they finagle everything to go in their favor, and we're going to coin a phrase here tonight, and I want some of these rappers to make a song about it. I want the patent on it. But we're going to have some drug-eticians, because we have a lot of drug-eticians on the line right now that are justifying their behavior. And so we're going to coin the phrase drug-etician. Tomorrow we're going to have some drug-eticians on the line, and we want to make sure that you call in tomorrow, and we want to hear from the side of the people that use the drugs all the time. And we want the world to actually hear what goes through your mind, you know. So I just wanted to put that out there. Now, Jackie, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Jackie, let's hear from you. And then, Terrell, you'll be up next.
I guess a couple of things I want to say is that I wish the young people, especially the young people that we had on the line earlier, but not just to pick on them, but the young people that ride around and get high, whatever it is they do, be it smoking marijuana, drinking, and they feel like it does not impair their judgment. I wish they would have a little camera inside their vehicle or following them around so that they could see that doing drugs or drinking alcohol or whatever it might be does impair your judgment. Even as adults, when we drink, you know, we may not be smoking marijuana, but we may be drinking, and it may not impair our impair our judgment just a bit, I would think. We may, you know, act a little sillier or things of that nature, but I think that as young people, they are just a bit naive if they feel like they can smoke marijuana and their judgment not be impaired, because it is. And if they feel like they can go out and drive a car and smoke a blunt and whatever it is they do, and the police stop them and everything, you know, you may talk crazy to a police officer under the influence of a drug, whereas if you are not under the influence, you may, you know, be acting with a little bit more they may be acting a little more adult-like. I think that if they would just get a camera on themselves for a day or two, they would see that drug does impair their judgment or impair the way they think or impair the way they drive.
Can I say something, Jackie? And I believe I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I'll say to the young people this. You say it doesn't impair your judgment, but I'll ask you this question. Would you let young lady say, well, I just take an X pill and it don't affect my judgment, whatever. If she is a passenger on an airplane, how would she feel if the pilot and the co-pilot had just taken an X pill and it became knowledgeable that they had just taken an X pill? Would she still board that airplane? I say to her, if she needed a needed surgery of some sort, would she mind if her surgeon and her anesthesiologist popped an X pill? Would that bother her? Would she mind if those people in those situations pop the next pill? For her to say that I pop an X pill and it doesn't impair my judgment and it's okay, she has to, I think she's completely naive and not taking the situation as serious as she should, because
it's showing her maturity level. You know, it's just she's not matured enough to realize that drugs impair your judgment, be it marijuana, be it alcohol, be it cocaine, whatever it is, it impairs your judgment. Just like eating too much is going to make you feel bad.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think that everybody must realize that when you're talking, let me be honest with you. I'm talking from the standpoint of somebody who has used drugs before. My mama's listening, so I won't go into what extent, but I've used drugs before. And at 39, I had a totally different, at 19, I had a totally different outlook than I do at 39. And as you get further down the road, those things that are not essential in your life, you realize that you don't necessarily, if they don't add anything to the quality of your life, then you leave them by the wayside and continue on. And I'm just telling you, as somebody who is 39, someone who has used drugs before, where she is, possibly, she wants to incorporate drugs in her life. But if she wants to advance as a person, if she wants to improve herself, if she wants a better job or in a better situation, there is going to be a time where she's going to have to choose the fork in the road, whether she wants drugs or she wants the same car, wants a better life. Tell her, 5-10 years down the road, she probably is going to choose a better life and leave drugs, X pills, and abusing alcohol or whatever else her situation. She's going to leave it alone, like most of us on this telephone have, to pursue a better life for us and our family. And so I'll leave it at that, because a certain maturity level has to be reached before you understand the real detrimental effects of drugs.
Exactly.
Okay, and Rocky, I totally agree. I totally agree with you. Let's hear from some of the young people right now. Oh, actually, I want to hear from Aaron. Aaron, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Let me hear from you, Aaron, and then we're going to bring some more of the young people in on the line, and we want to hear their point of view, and we're going to give them the same courtesy that was granted to us to actually let us know what's on their mind.
Well, first of all, again, like I said, I think it's a wonderful thing that we're able to have this conversation to begin with, just like the last time I was on. You know, so often so many people were, this was such a stigmatized topic, period, that the only time you heard about it was in church, and it was demonized, I guess you could say. But I think the question you initially asked was it okay to be high? And I think somewhat the way the conversation has really leaned toward is, the use of drugs that some people think are illegal, or the effects of drugs overall, as people have lived, you know, a longer life, and they've seen that there's no really good point in it to begin with. I personally believe that there are some mistakes that are going to be made by people of a younger generation, no matter what we do. There's a certain amount of preaching, advice. You can tell people and try to save people from making the same mistakes that a lot of us have already made, and there's still going to be cars driving up Fool's Hill every once in a while. The point of the high is that it is so stigmatized as being such a bad thing and something not to do. It has been my experience with young people who do drugs is for them to, it's like a proof thing. They want to prove that they can do this and not be affected. And some of these people fool their own selves into thinking that they are not affected by their use of drugs, be it Xanax, X-Pill, marijuana, cocaine, or whatever it may be. I think that if we in the African-American community, because the statistics that the gentleman shouted off a while ago were totally accurate as far as African-American males making up a large percent of the of those who are in prison, and they've been arrested because of their possession of these narcotics, or they pissed and the chemicals found in the drugs in the urine. I believe that if we're able to educate these young people just on the reality of it, and not in the just say no campaign, you tell someone no, they're going to want to try to do it. I mean, we have approached this situation with drugs, drug use, what to do. We approached it the same way for 20 years, and we cannot say that it has gotten better.
I totally agree with you, Aaron. I totally agree. It hasn't gotten better. It's become a lot worse. It's become more popular. We've gotten into more of the use of our prescription drugs like Oxycontin and the use of what they call lean and syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And then we tend to think that a crackhead is worse off than we are if we're using Oxycontin, which is a Class A narcotic and it's very, very addictive. So we're being misled. I said
we want to
bring on one of our young people, and we want to hear his point of view. But before we do that, let me let everyone know that I need you to go to my favorite place in the world other than church, and that's SilentWordsUnleashed.com. SilentWordsUnleashed.com. There you can see all the sponsors that make this possible. There's Prosperity Tax Service in Waco, Texas. There is Dallas Card Works in Dallas, Texas, and actually Dallas Card Works does work for people all across the country. So if you need anything printed, if you need a website design, because if you look at that website, it was designed by Dallas Card Works, and it's a hot website. I need you to go there. I need you to look at the information. There are some scholarships available there for people if you qualify. There's also archives of every show that we've done thus far, and also documentation on the stories that we have out there, and links that you can do research and homework. It's available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you can't catch us live, you can listen 24 hours a day, just like TV on demand. It's radio on demand. Let's go with Michael. Michael, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, sir, let's hear from you, and then I'm going to also add one of the other young ladies on after you get some of your thoughts out. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Well, I have to say this, that some of y'all have some good, you know what I'm saying, points or whatever about smoking weed, like being mature or whatever. Like, I used to be smoking weed every day, all day, you know what I'm saying? I still smoke. I ain't going to stunt, you know what I'm saying? But you're right, if you want a job, you got to chill out a little bit and have to pull your smoking down a little bit. But I had to learn that for myself, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like me being sober, if somebody say something out of line, I'm quick to snap. You know what I'm saying? But me being high and somebody say something, I'm going to let it pass by. You know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't take, I think and believe that it was Nona saying that she don't believe that parents smoking with their kids and stuff. Okay, well, I put it like this. If you smoke weed or whatever, or you drink, you know what I'm saying, why not let your kids smoke a drink with you when they can be out there smoking and drinking with Johnny and Johnny getting them into new, improved things that lead them farther than smoking weed. You know what I'm saying? They can introduce them to powder or something. When you can be smoking with your son, telling him this ain't what it is, you know what I'm saying, but since you doing it and I do it, we can do it. We might as well just smoke together, you know what I'm saying, instead of letting him lead to other things and learn new experiments. That's just how I feel, though. You know what I'm saying? It's real.
Colbert, can you address that, please?
Hello. Well, yeah. Okay. So if we're just going to keep it on the marijuana issue, all right. Let's look at it give it a pragmatic approach. If you were hungry, would you be better served eating a chicken sandwich or smoking a chicken sandwich?
I always put it like this. I do know I'm answering your question. I'm just saying this. I do know people who would rather go buy a sack of weed than get something to eat. But me personally,
that's not what I was saying. No, that's not what I was saying. I was saying if you were hungry, would you be better served eating a chicken sandwich or smoking a chicken sandwich?
Eating a chicken sandwich.
So if marijuana is proved to be beneficial in your life, okay, would you be better served eating it or smoking it?
Smoking.
All right, so are you saying that smoking doesn't have its own inherent set of problems? For instance, the byproduct of smoke is carcinogen, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, so what I'm saying is you can ingest marijuana without making it cancerous, right? And so what we're talking about is the overwhelming inadequacy of information that's being given to young people, all right? The music forms are encouraging young people to behave in ways that are detrimental to their own cause, okay? We're not saying marijuana is bad. We're saying the way that it's being utilized is detrimental to your own cause, all right? You can get the same amount of THC and even more if you ate it without damaging your lungs or having the byproduct of smoke impair your body. The smoking of marijuana is actually, it could impair you, okay? And so if you choose that method of delivery, the byproduct of smoking is detrimental to your cause.
The byproduct of smoking tobacco is detrimental to your health. The byproduct of smoking marijuana has shown to actually help asthmatics.
It is the active controlled substance in marijuana that helps the asthmatics. It is not the smoke itself, because when they give prescription marijuana, they
I'm aware of that, but long-term research shows that the smoke does not even cause damage in the lungs of asthmatics. Now, the reality of the situation is, however, that when we're talking about the long-term effects of marijuana, we can follow the research studies from countries like Holland. I have a friend there who's working on his PhD. They have extensive research that shows that the THC actually does long-term damage to the frontal lobe of the brain, which is where all mental illness is founded, in the firing of the neurons. So that is of greater concern than cancer, certainly, because we're already looking at a whole group of people that use marijuana medicinally for mental health issues, quite frankly. When you can't control your anger, such as the young man who spoke a little bit ago, that's a mental health issue.
So we're saying that smoke is not detrimental to the body.
We are saying that certain types of smoke have different effects on the body, and recent research, as easily found as Wikipedia.com, will outline that they're actually now prescribing medical marijuana, and I don't agree with this, quite frankly, but I'm going to state research facts. Medical marijuana used on asthmatics, smoking it, not ingesting it, is not causing lung problems or a risk for cancer in asthmatic patients. I find it rather hilarious, as I'm sure you do too. It doesn't make any sense, but that is the research.
So
So
as a chemist, would you say that when you introduce fire to something, it's a chemical or a physical change?
I am not a chemist, therefore not qualified to comment on that.
I'm saying, is fire a physical or a chemical change?
It's both.
A physical change.
It is a chemical change. When you introduce fire to something, it is a chemical change, not a physical change. When you introduce fire to cannabis,
are you a chemist, Robert?
Hello? Hold on for a minute, guys. Let me tag right here. And I believe that's Alicia. Am I pronouncing your name right?
Alicia.
Let's make sure that we hear the research from Alicia, and we will get some documentation up on the website once we do some research that we can back up what everyone is saying. The thing that we want to do, Alicia, is we want to actually make sure we want to thank you for coming and joining the show tonight, as we do everyone. We want to ask you all to stay on the line and also to continue to participate in this talk about it getting high. We're going to extend this to probably two more shows so we can cover some of the other drugs, because we spent a lot of time tonight on marijuana, because for a lot of people it seems to be the drug of choice. But what I want to do right now is I want to get some input from one of the young people on the line. Rethisi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
And
let's hear from you.
I want to go back to what the man said, is you paying your own bills and all that. And I was the young lady that y'all called naive or whatever was said. I've been at my mother's house since I was 17. I don't do drugs every day. I don't smoke weed. I haven't smoked in 4 years. I have a job. I have my CNA license. I'm going to school to move up on the medical field. I have 2 kids. When I get high, when I do my own high, I don't do that in front of my kids. I take care of my children. Now, if I want to take me $10 out and go buy me a pill, $4 and go buy me a downer, I can do that. As long as my children are not around, that's something I do for myself. I work hard for my money. If that's what I want to do, I don't feel nothing's wrong with that. So I don't feel I should be naive. I pay my own bills. I'm not on no government assistance, as y'all, like he said. As long as you not leaving, I'm not living off the government. I get food stamps, true enough, but I'm not on housing. I pay $800 a month. And I'm very independent. I don't get help from my baby dad or none of that. Now, if I want to go to work 8 hours every day and take $10 out of my check after I spend $200 or $300 on my kids and pay my $800 rent, lights, gas, and water, I don't feel I should be naive for that.
Yeah, and hold on, guys, because I don't want everybody to jump in and attack the young people, because we need to. Hold on for 1 minute. I want to get one of the women on the line. I want to get one of the women on the line to address. Let's have Jackie. Jackie, are you there? Okay, Jackie, Makita. Can we get Makita on LJM, and let's get Nina, if Nina's there. Nina, can we hear from you and Jackie and Nona, if you're there? We have a young lady on the line, and let me get some of you guys, and also Alicia. Let's address this.
I would like to actually ask the young lady. This is Alicia.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm listening to you, and I'm wondering if this is how you see a way of rewarding yourself. Because I used to when I was a young woman. So I'm wondering if this is. Because you said as long as you take care of this and this and this and this and this, then you can do it. So it makes it sound as though it's acceptable as a reward.
I'm not awarding myself for that, but like he said, if you graduated from high school, if you going to college, I'm not awarding myself, but if that's how I want, when I do my drugs, I drink at the club, but if I take me a pill or something like that, I sit at home. I don't be out ripping and running the street. That's not how I award myself.
So what is the purpose of doing it? I'm trying to understand why you do it. What is the purpose of doing it? It's not a reward, so what's the purpose of doing it?
Like y'all said earlier, everybody has their own way of getting high. Okay, they might go to the doctor and say, well, I'm hurting. They get some pills. They take their pills. That's their way of getting high. If my way of getting high is taking a pill or drinking me a beer, and I want to feel that type of relaxation, because it does relax some people out.
So it's for relaxation.
Right. So my concern for you as a woman, being a woman, okay, and I have to say that I have expertise in biochemical nutrition and rehabilitation, but I'm by no means a geek, okay? I am a woman, single mother of a 13-year-old fatherless child that I have started a nonprofit for fatherless boys. I also happen to have 5 herniated discs. So if anybody's a candidate to be an addict, that would be me, because I can go get anything I want. Trust me on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have managed my pain for in excess of 15 years with simple nutrients and lifestyle choices. And I'm concerned that when you tell me that this is your way of coping, okay, that if you find this to be your way of coping in the long run, it absolutely is going to create a habit, right? We know this.
I'm going to be honest with you. That's me with the drug I do or whatever I do when I do it. I don't do that on a day-to-day basis. It might be 2 or 3 months. I probably did that 2 months ago. 2 or 3 months later, I do it. That's not how I cope. Half of my family.
Right, but let me. Okay, so kid, let me ask you a question. So if I eat a whole bunch of chocolate cakes this weekend, does that mean I'm not going to gain any weight?
Yeah, you're going to gain some weight. Then you're going to get
okay,
out
so does that mean if you do those drugs just every once in a while, it's not going to affect the rest of your life? You feeling me, girl? I know you are.
I don't let. I'm not gonna let a drug take over me. You know, I have a confidence.
That's
that
why
I
you take a drug. That's the whole point of taking a drug. I used to get messed up too.
I take it, but I'm not gonna let that drug take over me.
But sweetie, when you take a drug, the whole point is to take it so that it takes over you, so you don't have to think or function in your life. Wouldn't it be easier to find some way?
You don't. You don't understand because maybe you haven't took the drug I took. It's not the way you put it. You probably haven't took what I took. You know what I'm saying? It affects.
Well, what have you taken? I could tell you. I've taken all kinds of things from weed to cocaine to speed to meth to white crosses to everything, essentially everything but mushrooms. I've taken pain pills, Vicodin, all kinds of stuff.
And what about the school of thought that I think it was something on the internet a while ago that if you receive any kind of assistance, food stamps, whatever, that you have to be tested for marijuana or illegal drugs?
I think that depends on what state you live in.
If they cut off your benefits?
I have a question because I don't want it to seem as if that we're just – because it gives the impression to me that the poor girl is kind of being ganged up on.
That's what I was just
going
to say, too. I don't want to beat up on her. I'm just trying to kind of lead her to some answers of her own.
I know that's the goal and the intent, but I have to look at it from, what we've been taught and the people of our generation, and I'm only 26, and so the people of our generation have been taught that as long as you can take care of your business, you can do what you want to do.
Right.
So there has not been an example. You cannot expect someone not to have that type of outlook if there has not been on television. On television, they tell you, as long as you get grown, you no longer a minor, you're handling your business, then you can do what you want to do. They have a slogan that says, I work hard, I play hard. And that's what we see on television. That's what we see in our
family.
Right,
but it depends on how you perceive that, quite frankly, because if any woman here, every person here who has a parent, knows that you can even have a simple bad day at work and it affects your child. So if you think that the occasional use of drugs or the occasional running the streets and having sex with a bunch of, partners or the occasional whatever it may be, the occasional running a marathon for, a 10-mile marathon and doing all the training for that, every single thing you do affects your family.
And I agree with you. I don't believe in any of that. I'm not a drug user, period. That's not my thing to do. So
you could do something
saying,
really healthy like nutritional things, and that would have an impact on your family too.
But what I'm saying is that there has to be some ways that we can really – because what it boils down to is that, okay, you're saying, if you're talking to her, and it sounds like you're saying, well, what chose you to do this? Well, where would she have gotten the notion, the influence to do something different when it's not in the everyday culture and especially not in the generation of what we're seeing on television?
From right now, but we should be able to
strike a conversation to see where we can take this conversation to the masses, so we can say, okay, this is another option. Here is another way to do it. But I feel for the girl because she's saying that, look, I got my kids, I handle my business, and this is how I choose to do my thing, and I agree. And what I've been taught is a responsible way. So she has been taught, and it's been displayed on television. It's even talked about in the school. In school, they'll tell you, even when I was in high school, when I was in college, they say, hey, as long as you show up to class on time and you turn in your work, you are good.
Okay, and let me say this, and this is on the responsible side of the deal, because time and time I've heard that if you're responsible, then that kind of makes it okay. We talked about the young lady said that she's been out of her mother's home since she was 17 years old, and she takes care of her kids, And then there was a state, I think Nona pointed out that you said something about you do receive food stamps. Let's talk about the impact of that. Yeah, let's talk about the impact of that. As a taxpayer, that's upsetting because that makes us feel that we are buying illegal drugs versus food.
But I'm saying I work hard for my money. I go to work 6 to 2 every day, sometimes 6 to 10. I work hard. Now, what's wrong with me taking $10 out of that?
I understand.
Well, here's the argument.
Hold on 1 minute, Alicia. I understand that, but we need you to understand the ramifications. If you can't, in the same sentence, say that I'm responsible and I take care of myself, and if I want to go and buy a joint, buy a blunt or a $10 bag of weed or an X pill, it's okay. Yeah, I do receive food stamps. You can't say that. That makes it bad for everyone else out there that may need the food stamps. It puts a bad taste in the people's mouth that pay taxes to provide those services so they can get up on their feet. Now, the next thing, go ahead, and then I want to address one more thing.
So you saying don't take it out of my check. Okay, so I'm going to go out there to one of my partners or somebody I know. Okay, so they getting the money from people to buy. So let me borrow $10 from them and go get my drug. It ain't coming out of my check, so that ain't got nothing to do with my food stamps. So do it like that.
The thing that I'm saying, young lady, is in order to qualify.
What's the name of our caller anyway?
Say that again, young
lady. What's the name of our young lady? I just think she deserves more respect than to be called a caller.
Yeah, go ahead and say your name.
My name is Retisia.
Okay.
Retisia, beautiful.
Retisia.
Thank you.
Now, I want you to understand that we love you because you're a part of our community. We were not attacking you in any way, but we're attacking some of the habits that you have. The thing is this. In order to qualify for assistance, you have to be in a certain income bracket. So let's not use any of your money to go out and do something that's detrimental or to do something that's illegal.
Or not
essential. If you can find a way to do that, you can find a way to go to the store and get those waffles and that Hunt's ketchup
If you had, are you with your baby's children or daddy?
No, I'm not. I'm a single mother.
Okay, So let me ask you, if you were with your baby daddy or if you were with some man who came in and stole $20 with your baby's diapers to go buy him some whatever he's going to get high with or drunk with, how would you feel about that?
I've been through that before with my baby daddy.
So I know, and you and I both know how that feels. That is the ultimate betrayal. That is honest to God how a taxpayer feels.
Mm-hmm.
About you spending that $10 when they're giving it to you for food because they're thinking you're so down and out that you need that $10 to get some ramen or some lights or some toilet tissue or whatever else. And so when you spend it on that, that's how it feels to the taxpayer. Now, granted, that taxpayer may have never, ever, ever been through anything like what you're going through. I understand that, girl, because I've been on both ends of this, okay? But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't make it feel any less right. And someday, I promise you, you will feel the same way, believe it or not. So the question really becomes, it brings us all the way back to finding that source of what makes you feel you need that escape and finding a better way for you to escape than that. That doesn't cost you anything.
That's my thing. What is the other option?
To put that, I'm not getting no food stamps right now. I'm paying for that cash. My food in my refrigerator, I'm paying for that cash. So my little checks I'm spending on whatever I do now, I ain't getting no government assistance right now. I'm not, to truly be honest with you.
Retisia, as a woman who loves you, because I'm another woman and I've been through what you're going through and probably some other stuff too, I still, even without food stamps, I don't care. I only care about why you as a woman, what I can do for you as a woman, as a mentor, to guide you into a situation that is going to give you more hope and healing and love in your heart so you're not going to care about that dime. I used to get a dime too, but I had to find some stuff through it.
I got a mentor. I got a good mama that don't want me to do the things that I do. But when I was under my mother's roof, I didn't smoke weed. I didn't pop pills. I didn't drink. My mama didn't want me to do that. I didn't do that. But I'm under my own roof now.
So how can you respect yourself in the same way that you respect your mama? That's the question.
As long as I'm doing it by myself, like I'm sitting here with my girls now, if I want to get out and go get
some type of drug for me, I'm not going to say, oh, y'all, I'm finna go get this, so we all finna do. No, I get up and go get my own stuff by myself. If they want to go get, that's their own decision. I'm making my own choices. I'm not trying to bring them in on it. I'm not begging them to get high with me. I'm doing that on my own. Now, of course, my mother, she ain't got nothing to do with this right now because she don't pay my bills. I ain't disrespecting her.
I'm just trying to see how, Ratisi, I'm just trying to see how, as a woman, I can get you to love yourself as much as
I
you love
my
and respect your mama and respect yourself as much as you do in her home.
I'm respecting my mama because I ain't doing it in her house and she don't know about it unless somebody tells her.
I think the impression that she is kind of getting is that, like, when you say, well, I want you to respect yourself, this, that, and the other, I want you to love yourself, I don't assume that she doesn't respect herself. I don't assume that she doesn't love herself. I don't assume that she's not working hard for her money. I don't assume that, you know, she just ain't got it together. What I know is that the exact example that I was taught in school is what I said a while ago. As long as you handle your business, then when you are grown and in your own house, you can do whatever the hell you want to do. Now,
agreed, but you're alluding to the fact that I'm thinking she doesn't have it together, but what you said not even 5 minutes ago was very much that every other person in society at some point will view someone who is a drug user as someone who doesn't have it together. Let's be real.
But if you
had it together, you don't have a need to use a drug.
Okay.
If you had it together,
you
don't have a need to go to the doctor and get a drug.
Perfect example. Okay, listen to this. Perfect example. When I was in Los Angeles, I worked as an assistant to Anastasia Pappas, who's the creative vice president at MTV VH1. Okay, we went on a photo shoot. This girl did a line of cocaine or whatever, and I'm going to tell you that I had to end up running the whole shoot myself. We left the shoot. I went back. I gave her a letter and said, I'm not working for you. You did drugs. I didn't know you even had drugs. I could have been arrested. I think you should get your life together. Today, I live in my studio apartment trying to work for the government here in Washington, D.C. She is still the creative vice president of MTV VH1, and she has a lot of money. The point is that we cannot say that you cannot be successful while on drugs because people are doing it.
Right.
What we have to,
it depends
what
on what your
do,
definition of success is.
Exactly. Let me finish. What we have to do is be able to show these options, show real effects, and then in school, in elementary, stop showing these, stop saying the thing, well, as long as you're in my house, well, you get your own place, do what you want to do. Get these type of mantras, these slogans out of our vernacular. But the thing is, you're not in the majority because the majority of people I grew up with and people I talked to, and when I mentored kids off of Crenshaw in L.A., I heard their parents say, well, as long as you're in my house, you do what I do. We've got to find a different slogan, some more work, some more options to present to young people so they can see that part of living in their own house, having their own rules, is having an option that does not even include the use of any type of mind-altering substance.
Amen.
Whether it be
and
liquor,
so, Robert, have you heard the slogan, don't just be good at it,
okay,
be good?
Okay, you've been listening to Silent Words Unleashed, and we have about 2 minutes left, so we have to jump in here. Once again, we need everyone to go to silentwordsunleashed.com to view all of our sponsors and support our sponsors. I'd like to ask everyone to come back tomorrow because we will continue with Is It Okay to Get High Tomorrow? One thing that I want to point out is one of the effects of marijuana is memory loss and confusion. The young lady said in the same sentence that she was self-contained, but she did receive food stamps. But then she comes back and says, that I'm not on food stamps. So is that memory loss? Is that confusion? Is that the effects of the drugs? I'm not sure. I said that to say this. Sometimes we heard that if you're responsible and you can take care of yourself, then drugs may be okay. The king of pop, a billionaire, did drugs, and it had a negative effect on him in the long run. Let me end this show by saying this. Michael Jackson did drugs and didn't stop until he got enough, and it killed him. So drugs are not the way to go. You've been listening to Solid Words Unleashed. My name is Robert Drake, and I'm your host. And I do radio the way that I do radio. Thank you, and have a good night.
Tell the world what to be. Silent words unleashed. Tell the world what to be. What kind of
You in tune to Silent Words Unleashed. My name is Robert Drakes and I'm your host, and we're broadcasting live from DCW Studios in Dallas, Texas.
The Monopoly Collect a Win game is now at Tom Thumb. Play for your chance to win $1 million cash, a vacation home, and instant prizes and offers. Find out more at Tom Thumb. This week, use your reward card and get Hormel Spiral Sliced Ham for just $1.47 a pound. And Driscoll Strawberries 1-pound packages, 2 for $4. Plus, pick up 12-pack cans of Coke, Pepsi, or Dr. Pepper. Buy 2, get 3 free. Tom Thumb, proudly serving North Texas since 1948. See game rules at playmonopoly.us. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro and is used with permission.